Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Back to your calls on the baseball with the Mets and the Yankees. 888-808-1019 as we are, you know, down the final leg here, approaching October. Cannot wait for playoff baseball. Let's hope that the Mets get there and we get both the Mets and Yankees in the postseason, just like we did a year ago, and could have some fun with that, in addition to the two football teams. Now, yesterday, and obviously we talked about the Giants recapping their performance. It felt like a win. I mean, you actually should take it. With the amount of slop that we've seen from the Giants and Jets, week one for the Jets was kind of like a win, and week two for the Giants, also kind of like a win. Like, you could take kind of like wins instead of actual wins because we can't get wins. So in the win-loss column, you know, the Giants are 0-2, the Jets are 0-2. But in a kind of like win, you have 1-1. Like, kind of like won that game. Felt kind of like a win. I'll take it. Maybe we should lower our standards. We could raise the expectation for the baseball teams with their payroll and all that stuff about the World Series. Let's lower our expectations with the football games, with the football teams, to just, it's kind of like a win. I'll take it. Kind of like wins. How many of you think kind of like wins we'll have of the Jets-Giants schedules? Jets at Bucks. Kind of like a win. I don't know, Mike. Anyway, I watched yesterday the Chiefs-Eagles and then went and watched the Bucks-Texans, just the key plays in those games, just to have an idea of what we'd be looking at here for the opponents, because we had BT and I had both. BT, by the way, is out sick. We mentioned that before in case you missed. Check out on the Odyssey app. Legit sick. He tried to plow through. Couldn't do it. We talked yesterday to Baldinger, you know, as we do every Tuesday. Also, check out on the free Odyssey app. And he said that the Giants have a winnable game against the Chiefs. I don't know if he said exactly that. I'm paraphrasing. But basically, of the two, I asked him, are these winnable games for the Jets going in Tampa Bay, taking on the Bucs, and the Giants at home hosting the Chiefs? And he said, well, Tampa's really good. So basically, no for the Jets. And we also don't know about the status of Justin Fields, which could potentially change everything. Although I can make an argument that they might be better off with Tyrod Taylor. Anyway, aside from that, back to the Chiefs and Giants. He said that, yeah, the Chiefs are, you know, vulnerable, or at least was alluding to that, and that this could be a game that is a possibility for the Giants to win. And I went back and watched, and I saw the score. I saw some of the highlights over the weekend, but I was busy in the 4 o'clock window. I mean, I needed a breather. I went for a walk, took the family for a walk. My daughter loves it. My dog loves it. My wife, not so much. But anyway, she came along for it. Went in the pool, listened to the Bronco Colts game when I had action. So I didn't watch the Chiefs-Eagles live. But I went back and watched it last night, and I'd say this. And I said this yesterday without even watching anything. Just be careful burying the Chiefs. The notion that the Chiefs are done and that the Chiefs can be beaten by the Giants, to me, is absurd. I know what the Giants did offensively a week ago. There's no way you can logically go into this matchup on Sunday night and think that the Giants are going to beat the Chiefs. Now, we all know anything can happen. It's sports. That's why we love sports. The unpredictability of it all. That's why we love it. So I'm not going to try to rain on. And by the way, I'm thinking about going to the game. But, like, I'm excited for the game. I'm not going to try to rain on Giant fans' parade. Excited, return home, home opener, let's go nuts with the offense, all that stuff. And maybe we get a good game. Maybe the Giants win. All I'm saying is burying the Chiefs after the first 2 weeks, where if you watch the games, they're a mistake here, a mistake there, away from winning these games, with Mahomes still looking as good as ever. And even Kelce does not look washed up. I mean, one drop that changed the game, sure, he still made some plays in that game. Their defense is still very good. They also played the Eagles, the last year's Super Bowl champion. I'm not trying to make excuses for Kansas City. I'm not a fan of Kansas City. However, they are in a different, even at 0-2, in a different stratosphere. What's bigger, the world, the stratosphere, the universe? What's bigger, Hoff, Dove? Do you guys have any idea? Like, if I'm saying that they're not on the same stratosphere, is that bigger than the universe? Certainly bigger than the world, right? Or no? What's bigger? Do either of you know? You're both looking at me like you have no idea. Somebody's got.
I think universe and world is the same.
Okay, stratosphere
is probably part of the universe.
Okay,
and the world.
Well, whichever one's bigger, the Giants aren't even a part of that with the Chiefs. You see what I'm saying? Like, it's not even close. Not the coaches, not the quarterbacks, nothing. Now, it doesn't mean that there's no chance to win. What it means is the idea to me that Giants or the Giants fans can be looking at this game as a winnable game against the Chiefs is, it's actually comical. Or let me rephrase that. Any game would be winnable. But the idea that the Chiefs are down to a point where we should expect the Giants to beat them head-to-head, that is laughable. And in watching the Bucs, I mean, the Bucs aren't, I don't think they're great. I think they're very good. Mayfield's good. They have legit weapons running the football and receiving. Like, they are offensively, they are a legit threat. Kicker can't kick. He's missed a couple field goals here 2 weeks in a row. And I like Todd Bowles, but it's not like that's a significant advantage over Aaron Glenn. It's just that I don't know the Jets' status here with Justin Fields. Also, I can't trust the Jets' defense to slow down the Bucs. So my main takeaway is while I wanted to go into this weekend, week three, feeling optimistic about both teams' chances to maybe have a chance to win a game, not like a win, kind of like a win, actually win, like an actual win, I do not see that coming in week three. It's early, it's Wednesday, things can change maybe throughout the course of the field of the week, but I certainly don't see it from a Giants perspective. The Chiefs are winning that game, and I have my doubts that the Jets will be able to do enough to get a win on the road against a very strong Buccaneers team. You can't count on much, obviously, these days, but you could always count on Sundays. With the NFL on CBS and Paramount Plus, stream your local NFL game live every Sunday all season long, starting at just $30 for your first year. How about that? $30 for the first year. It's like $250 a month. It's nothing. Visit ParamountPlus.com/NFL to get started today. This week's game of the week is the Pittsburgh Steelers at the New England Patriots. Back to the phones we go. John is calling from Philadelphia. What's up, Johnny?
Hey, Sal. Thanks for taking the call. Sticking to the topic of consistency, one thing I would like to see, and this maybe applies more to the Yankees with the bullpen issues, but I think also Mendoza with the Mets this applies to. I'd like to see the managers get away from that pregame script that we've seen all season long. Again, more with the Yankees, but I think it applies to the Mets here. And start managing the game by game, inning by inning. Maybe the managers can instill some confidence and get some momentum built up with these players. Obviously, the players need to show up and play and play well. But maybe going into the playoffs or positioning for playoff seeding right now, maybe that's what both teams can try to do to just get something going from a consistency standpoint. And then you get to playoffs and who knows what happens. But if it doesn't work, it doesn't work. And then you know, obviously, the system's broken or you don't have the right manager. But I'm not confident as a Yankee fan, and I think probably Met fans as well. They're just not confident. There's no confidence going into these playoffs.
Well, nor should there be based on anything that we've seen from them in the regular season, John. And thank you for the call. The only thing that we could say is, well, I hate even saying anything can happen in the postseason. Like, it should be a given now, even when we reference the Giants and Chiefs and Jets and Bucks. Like, yeah, obviously anything could happen. It's sports. Like, anything, it's life. Anything could happen, sure. Okay, but based on what we've seen, why would we think that the Mets or Yankees would go win the World Series? And I can give you tangible reasons why I believe that it is still possible for both those teams. There are reasons to believe beyond just, well, anything could happen. No, there are legit reasons to believe that it can happen for each team. However, based on the way that they have played the majority of the regular season, there is less reason to believe that it's the likeliest of outcomes. Now, to your main point about managing by the script, both teams do it. Mendy didn't do it as much last year. He's done it quite a bit this year, and I can't stand it. I hate it. I'm not saying I hate the information spit in the face of the data or the analytics. Like, I get the importance of it. You'd be a fool not to at this particular point. However, you also are a fool if you are of the belief, let's just say hypothetically, Boone or Mendoza have a lead, okay? One-run lead into the seventh inning. This happened recently with the Mets, which is why I bring it up, but it's happened with Boone over the years as well. You have a one-run lead in the seventh inning. Their script in their mind, like pre-game, is, okay, well, if we get to the seventh inning with a lead, here's what we do. We bring in reliever X for the seventh, reliever Y for the eighth, reliever Z for the ninth inning. What can go wrong? And then they do it, and when things do go wrong, it's like, well, I did what I was supposed to. I followed the format. I followed the script. And sometimes that's not the right way to do things. Like, I could manage the team that way. I'm not making a joke here. If Stearns in the data and analytical department, whatever, the analytics department, come in and say, okay, well, here's the plan. If this happens, then this happens. And you still, okay, like, so if we're managing along with Boone and Mendoza and we know what's going on, okay, well, they have a one-run lead in the seventh inning. They're going to go to Tyler Rogers here. Or Brooks Raley, whichever one, pick one. Okay, well, he gets through that inning. They're going to go to the other one here. Let's say it was Rogers in the seventh. Now it's going to be Raley in the eighth. And then if he gets in trouble, they're going to go to Diaz. Like, obviously, like, that's, if they're sticking to that script, who couldn't manage it with that? If you're going just by the analytics and data and whatever matchups they feel. To me, the gut needs to be more of a feel. Mendy panicked over the weekend when he took out, was it Raley or Rogers? I think it was Rogers on Saturday. He's done it both ways. Rogers on Saturday. He took him out. He couldn't wait to get to Diaz. Why? Because the numbers say Diaz is going to get the job done more often than not. However, if you maybe just stick with Rogers, let him get through the eighth inning. Let him fight it through. Don't panic. Don't panic and just try to get to Diaz. Stick it out. Maybe against all odds, against the numbers, he could get through that inning. And then you have Diaz for a clean ninth inning and it makes everything easier. That's just one example. It's not results-based to me. It's the predetermined, okay, well, here's what we were going to do. Here's the situation. Now we've done it. And just sit back, and if it doesn't work, well, it doesn't work. The numbers got beat. That's not good enough for me. Anybody can manage like that. Where's the gut? Where's going against the grain? That's got to be used more. Now, is it their biggest weaknesses? No. Is it, to me, the number one reason why there's been inconsistencies? No. But it is an issue. Marty's in Hoboken. What's up, Marty?
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. all you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Your life isn't one size fits all. Every day brings something different. Your style should too. At Maurices, we make it easy to show up feeling comfortable, confident, and completely you. Our over 800 stylists are here to help you look your best. From tried and true denim to head-turning looks, we've got styles that fit your life and your budget. Fashion made for real-life moments. Maurices.
DSW, birthplace of the humble brag. Here, the shoes are so good, no one would ever know how little you paid. If you didn't go telling everyone, that is. And with never-ending options for every style, mood, and occasion, all at really great prices, we'll definitely give you something to brag about. So go ahead, stock up on fresh sneakers from your favorite brands. Or try those boots you always secretly knew you could pull off. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
Hey, Sal. Last year, American League stinks. Yankees should be easy to go through. American League, terrible. The National League this year is absolutely pathetic. It really is. You got two teams below 500 chasing the Mets. You got the Yankees have the exact same record as the Dodgers. And they're five games out of first place, the Yankees. National League is a complete joke, just like the American League was last year. So maybe your Mets will have a shot. Maybe they should go pretty far if they get there.
But Marty, let's try to calm you down a second because you seem angry, okay? And I understand the frustration. You're frustrated. I'm guessing you're frustrated because the Yankees haven't won a World Series since 2009. Is that it? Did I hit that on the nose or no? Because you seem frustrated now.
No, I was just going your rhetoric last year about how bad the American League
is. Is it rhetoric? Marty, hold on. We'll get to this year's National League in a second. Was it rhetoric or was it legit? You said it yourself. You think that the American League was strong last year? You think the Royals and Guardians are strong? Okay, so we agree, right?
We agree on that.
Okay, now back to
the... There's nothing been said about the National League being terrible this year.
Marty, here's what you're missing. Two National League teams have more wins than every team in the American League. You there, Marty?
The Yankees have the same record as the Dodgers.
Marty, the Dodgers aren't the best team in the National League, bro. You gotta wake up and look at the standings before you give us a call.
They're not.
They're not even the third best
Milwaukee.
Team. Marty, they're not even the third best team. So now I'm going to give you the facts because I like, having the conversation. I want to educate our listeners. So the Philadelphia Phillies have 91 wins. The Milwaukee Brewers have 92 wins. The Cubs have 87 wins. That's three teams that have more wins than the Dodgers, who you keep referencing, who are having an awful year. They have 84 wins and lead the West. Now, the teams that you're saying are bad are the teams that are chasing the Mets. And that is accurate because those teams shouldn't be even in the conversation for a playoff spot. That's not the National League's fault. That's the expanded postseason's fault.
You got three teams in American League East.
Yeah.
The Toronto Blue Jays, the New York Yankees, Boston Red Sox.
Mm-hmm.
Then you got three teams in the West, Houston, Seattle, and Texas.
Yeah.
Then you got Detroit.
Do you think the Mets are good?
I think the National League is winnable. I don't think it's any good. And I think the Mets, if they get in, could go on a run.
Well, that's just my point.
Yeah,
but that's fair, Marty. And thank you for the call. And I understand the conversation. Like, I think we could have a legitimate conversation which league is more dangerous, the National League or the American League. I think the American League's better this year. Like, you take last year out because we both agree, Marty, that the American League last year was weak. The Yankees had a cakewalk to the World Series, and they took advantage of it. It's not their fault. They beat up on the Royals. They beat the Guardians. They got to the World Series. But to say that this year the National League stinks is just not accurate. You got three teams in the National League that are better record-wise than every team in the American League. Three. Two division leaders and a wild card team in the Cubs. And again, it's only a few games here or there, so it's not that big of a deal. But if you had to rank the power rankings in Major League Baseball, I'm pretty sure the consensus would be Phillies, Brewers. Now, where you would put the Cubs as it pertains to the Blue Jays or Yankees or even Tigers, who knows? Seattle, who knows? Were you going to put the Dodgers in there? That's fair. But the two best teams in baseball, at least in the regular season, have been the Brewers and the Phillies. It doesn't mean that the National, like, I don't look at the National League and say, it can't be, it's impossible to win. It's part of the appeal for both the Mets and the Yankees in saying that, hey, their World Series aspirations are attainable. I would say that, yeah, the Phillies and Brewers probably scare me the most. But those are two teams the Mets beat last year in the playoffs. What does that mean this year? Really nothing, but it's not like they can't. The Mets barely made it last year, and they took the Brewers out and the Phillies out. So if they barely make it again this year, why couldn't that same thing happen? It may not be likely, but it could happen. And even though the American League may be more challenging this year, to your point, we agree on that as well, who's to say the Yankees can't get through it? Maybe they can. I don't look at any of those teams from a Yankees perspective and say, well, I'm scared of the Blue Jays or the Red Sox or the Tigers or the Guardians or the Mariners or the Astros. I don't. I mean, maybe more than last year. Like, I think the Red Sox have a better chance of beating the Yankees in a best of three than the Royals had of beating the Yankees in a best of five last year. Both leagues aren't very good. Couple of things here. Number one, we have in fact confirmed, which I'm sure many of you already knew out there, yelling at your radios or the Odyssey app and your phones and saying, Sal, you moron, of course the universe is bigger than the world and the stratosphere. Nothing's bigger than the universe. Got it. We now know, confirmed, nothing is bigger than the universe. The Giants aren't even in the Kansas City Chiefs universe. Now that we can put that to bed, a couple of more things. Pete Alonso did a terrific, or Steve Gelb did a terrific interview with Pete Alonso yesterday. Maybe we could play some cuts throughout the course of the day, Hoff, or if we get him. But I was just listening to some of it. Heard it yesterday as well when I was over at SNY getting ready for my Emmy-nominated show, Baseball Night in New York. And he did a terrific interview with Alonso. I just thought Alonso was so good, open, honest, refreshingly raw with Gelb. Not that he said anything groundbreaking, but just talking about his future and free agency and all that stuff. It was a terrific interview. Met fans, if you like Pete Alonso, even if you don't like Pete Alonso, you should watch that interview. Go check it out on social media. Okay, now, you know, we mentioned the Emmy yesterday. And so I don't really get into this stuff. Yeah, Hoff, we were talking about this after the show. Like, yesterday was my birthday. I don't care about the birthday. The only thing I wanted yesterday was that damn Emmy. And I felt like, you know what, 2 years in a row, lost to Bill Pito. Again, the Emmys, are they a big deal? No, but I'm a competitor. I like it. I'd like to be rewarded for what I feel like is work I'm very proud of on Baseball Night in New York. The fact that it fell on my birthday, I'm thinking maybe this is finally the year after losing two straight to Bill Pito. The Emmy is coming home. And then this happened. Go ahead.
My next category is Anchor Sports Only Program. And the nominees are...
This is it.
Bill Pito, MSG Networks. Bob Lorenz, Yes Network.
Turn it
Gary
up.
Gary Apple, SNY. Sal Licata, SNY. Steve Gelbs, SNY.
And the Emmy goes to Bill Pito, New York, and MSG 115.
Again? You gotta be kidding me!
Yeah, and that was my live reaction as Bill Pito for the third straight year. A beat to not only me, everybody else in that category, but I take it personally. And three straight years, Bill Pito has won that Emmy in that category, and I, again, go home the loser. And I was legitimately depressed. Anger at first, as you heard that. Legitimately depressed the rest of the day. Now, again, knowing that it was my birthday, my, you know, people texting me, and I'm like, I'm just not in the mood. Like, I'm upset. I was, you know what it is? It's not even that the Emmy really means anything. It's that it's another form of rejection in a way, where if your whole life you're being told, well, you can't do that. Oh, you know how hard it is to get into radio? What, do you want to be on the Fan? Like, that's never going to happen. Oh, TV show. TV show is something I never even dreamed of, honestly, being able to do a TV show. But then when you get into that world, it's a different world. That a guy like me, a blue-collar guy who dropped out of college, worked at Home Depot, I know I don't really belong in that world. Now, I fought my way in there, and I'm proud of the work that we do, very proud of it. And would put that show, Baseball Night New York, up against any show on TV, period. Local, national, I'll put my work on that show and our work as a group on that show up against anybody, period. But I know I don't belong. I know I'm not what TV people deem as Emmy worthy. And that reality sunk in and it depressed me. And then my wife texts me shortly thereafter. Hoff left. He's like, "You're right, dude. All right. You know, I got to get out of here. Whatever. I got stuff to do." I'm like, "Yeah, no worries, dude. We'll be fine. No, you know, shake it off eventually and move on." And then I get a text from my wife yesterday of my daughter standing next to the potty who just did, you know, poopy in the potty for the first time and saying, "Isn't this great on your birthday? Happy birthday. Sammy did poopy in the potty." And I'm like, yeah, like that's the trophy that I get. Who needs an Emmy when you get a pick of that coming your way for your birthday? Now, that is a true story. That's what I got, Huff. Poopy in the potty pick. Happy birthday. Happy birthday, Daddy. Sammy did it.
Did you get a bronze afterwards, too?
I think my wife might want to do it. I mean, it's just... And I didn't even have the heart to tell her. Like, most people forgot that, you know, the Emmy. So my wife's not listening to the show. Even my mother had to call me afterward. "Oh, what happened?" You know, on the way home. "Happy birthday. How's the birthday boy? What happened with the Emmy?" I'm like, "No, we lost again. Bill Pieto got us again. It's all right. Don't worry. I'm fine." And meanwhile, I was on the verge of tears yesterday, if we're being honest. My wife didn't know about that. And then I had to break it to her and let her know. You know, I get home. She did a great. She made my birthday special. I don't care about the birthday at all. I get home. She had sushi dinner that she ordered. She knows my favorite thing. So she ordered that. Had a little cake that Sammy was able to stay up and, you know, sing happy birthday. So it was really nice. My wife made me feel special. But I had to break it to her. Like, I appreciate this even more because I was really depressed today after losing that Emmy.
But you cheered me up with the poop.
Yeah. Well, she, in her world, like, that's my wife's Emmy. My wife.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Whether it's a date night, a special event, or just another Tuesday, our over 800 stylists are here to help you look and feel your best. We're about personalized style that fits your life. Made for real life moments. Maurice's.
Possibility means you have a chance.
Passion opens the door to all possibilities.
When I feel like anything's possible, I feel kind of giddy.
I want to be an astronaut,
an artist,
an actress.
To visit another country.
All I need is a backpack and a pair of shoes and I'll find a way.
That I'm able to do anything I set my mind to.
I've never felt like more things are possible than right now.
In the right shoes, anything's possible.
DSW, countless shoes at bragworthy prices. Imagine the possibilities.
My wife won the Emmy yesterday with that one. I just...
Did they leave it for you when you came home?
No. No, I mean, I think the pick was more than enough, was it not? Yeah. This is marriage at, you know, married with a kid. This is it. I can't even sulk. I can't even be depressed on my own birthday about losing the Emmy, I had to, you know, be excited. Now, it is a big achievement, sure, but like if I could trade one, I'd rather be changing diapers for the next 5 years and have that Emmy over Pedo. But either way, my wife won her Emmy. So there you have it. That does it for that. And I can assure you this, I am now bowing out forever. We gave it our best shot. I'm done with the Emmys. Don't care. Matter of fact, I'm taking the one that I have, that worthless one that I'm taking that down. You won't be seeing that on that Zoom shot from SNY either when I'm on Sports Night later on tonight. BT and Sal on the Fan. Back to the phones, 888-808-1019, the number to call. Mike is in New something beach, Smyrna Beach? Never heard of that. What?
Hey, Sal.
What's up, Mike? Where are you from?
New Smyrna Beach, Florida. It's just below Daytona on the East Coast.
Okay, New Smyrna Beach, Florida. All right. Hoff spelt it incorrectly, I think. How do you spell it, Mike?
S-M-Y-R-N-A.
All right, so Hoff did spell it correctly, but that does not read that way. Hoff knew. Hoff told me to ask you because he knew. He probably asked you to spell it. Anyway, go ahead, Mike. What's on your mind today?
Sal, 78 years old, long-suffering Giant fan. Well, other than all the Super Bowls. Dallas game Sunday. 58 seconds to go in the fourth quarter. Dallas has got the ball. They throw a touchdown pass to Pickens in the corner of the end zone. Him and CeeDee Lamb run around the end zone, go into a celebration dance, and at the end of the dance, they do the gun thing with their hand.
Yeah.
Thumb raised, forefinger and middle fingers extended, and ring finger and pinky curled back into the hand to represent a gun.
Okay.
Isn't that a 15-yard penalty?
I would assume if they saw it, then yes, it probably should be. Now, I did not see that in real time myself, Mike. They didn't get penalized at all. They probably got fined for it. I can guarantee you that.
But that nobody knows about. So it doesn't. There's no solace in a fine that nobody knows about it except the.
Usually people would come out with the fines if that happens, Mike. And thank you for the call. Hoff, did you hear anything about that or notice that at all?
No, I mean, and not for nothing. A lot of people still do the first down signal,
yeah.
And sometimes that could be like Darius Slayton last year got called with one of those penalties.
Yeah,
but he was just going first down,
and they thought it was like a gun thing.
Yeah, so
I mean, if you're still celebrating doing a gun sign in today's day and age, like you are.
Yeah,
I mean that is like, come on, dude, wake up! Like honestly, I was going to say you should be kicked out of the league, and a part of me thinks that you actually should. How stupid are you to be doing that? So that should be banned. It shouldn't be a 15-yard penalty. It should be a 15-yard penalty plus getting kicked out of the league, at the very least, the game and a hefty fine. But no, I didn't notice that in real time. I haven't heard anything about that since. Also, I don't think it has anything to do with the result of the game. If you need to hope that the other team got penalized for 15 yards to have a chance to win, you're already up against it.
A good question.
Three random questions.
Let's find out.
With Brendan Tierney and Sal Licata.
One, two, three.
On the Fan.
All right, here we go. A little three random questions sponsored by the Rothenberg Law Firm. Injured? Visit injurylawyer.com. Hoff, you'll have to play the part of BT today. We always like getting you involved anyway, but with no BT, he is out sick. I'll have you to bounce the stuff off of. Before we even get into that, I was just telling you before, I'm a text thread deleter. I delete them immediately, even if it is from my wife. So I was trying to look back and see the exact words that she said yesterday, and then I found it with the picture of Sammy, you know, going pot. Quote, all caps, a duty bomb for your birthday, and then like 18 exclamation points. I mean, that was legit. And it was like 10 minutes after we found out that we lost the Emmy. Now, on that same topic, Hoff, number one, as an adult, have you ever had an accident in your pants?
Yes.
Now, do you know why I'm asking you this question?
I do.
Okay. It was meant to be the three of us together, but no. Okay, so you want to expound on that? Or
not really.
Okay. So BT, just to show you how sick, in fact, he is, he was telling us, was that yesterday or 2 days ago?
That was 2 days. That was Monday.
Monday. So he has legitimately been sick. Like, we're not kidding. He's out sick today, and he wanted me to make sure I got that across to the audience, so I'm doing that. He has been so sick that he was even, when he's telling me, he's like, man, I don't know what's wrong. I don't know what's going on, before he went to the doctor. And he said that he, in fact, now he went into to more detail, but that he had an accident as an adult. I don't really recall it. Not that I'm a, like, I feel like I might have, but I don't remember. But either way, it happens. Like, it's not, and I mean, like, not like a 70-plus-year-old adult, you know, where you have to get into the potential depends and things like that. Dove, have you gone that area yet at all? With the with
no
the,
comment.
Okay.
The last time I recall, the one time, yeah. The only time I really remember it actually yeah. happening, which is terrible, I was about to go to a flight, of course, to Disney. But this was, this is when Anthony was like, barely, you know, maybe like 9 months old or whatever it was.
Your youngest.
Yes.
Okay.
And we legitimately, like, my father was over, going to take us to the airport, and I don't know what happened. Like, I went outside, and, like, I was like, oh, wait, this is not right. And then it was like, I'm scrambling to, like, get changed, and I was like, what the hell's going on? I'm like, nothing.
Nothing. No big deal.
I just want to change my pants right now.
Why are those boxers in the garbage? All right, so it would have been better if BT were here, but I wanted to get that out of the way. And also, just make
we
sure
we can bring this up back up tomorrow.
No, okay. All right, the second one here. Favorite, we didn't do this at all yesterday. Robert Redford obviously passed away. Favorite Robert Redford movie. For me, like, when I think of Robert Redford, I know everybody's saying The Natural, and that would be one of them. And I know he has an extensive IMDb and resume, one of the great actors. Like, I think of two movies, The Natural and Indecent Proposal with Demi Moore, who even in 1993 as a young kid, like, I remember that movie having a big impact on me. You remember that movie at all, Hoff, Indecent Proposal?
I do. He was in that?
Yeah. What? He was the guy who offered the, you know what it was about?
I know exactly what it was about, but I didn't realize he was in that. Yeah, I'm looking right now. I don't see it.
Yeah, he was the one who offered Demi Moore's husband in the movie the money to be able to spend the night with her as I clean it up there. You know what I'm saying?
Yes.
That was the Indecent Proposal. I remember that movie. Man, I remember being, 93, I was what, 11 years old, 12, whatever it was.
Look at that, he is in that movie.
Did you watch the movie?
I did, but it was a long time ago. I got to be honest, I don't think I've ever seen a movie with him before.
With Robert Redford?
Yeah, I'm looking through the list. I don't recognize any of them.
The Natural?
Didn't watch it.
Dove? Big Robert Redford guy or no?
I may have seen Sundance Kid.
Neither of you two? This is where we definitely need BT. I mean, I'm assuming he's seen some Robert Redford movies, no?
I gotta be honest, the most I've ever seen of him is that gif on Twitter of the guy, like, nodding his head, who I thought was, like, some random dude in, like, an Old Spice commercial. You know?
Wow.
I didn't even know it was Robert Redford.
Well, Indecent Proposal and The Natural would be it for me. All right. Last one. And Hoff, I've been sitting on this one for a while now.
Oh, boy.
Yeah, because this was specifically for you. You were out last Wednesday. You were going to the, you weren't sick, but you had to go to the doctors last Wednesday.
Yes.
We're falling apart here on the BT and Sal show. If someone called you the wrong name, would you let it go or would you correct them?
Multiple occurrences this has happened, and it depends on the situation.
Well, it happened last week.
Yes, it did.
And you didn't correct the person.
Well,
and you came and complained to me and BT about it.
Yes, because in that situation, I didn't want to embarrass the person.
Yeah, but what's the embarrassment if he's calling you the wrong name? You say, dude, that's not my name.
Yeah, well,
you got the wrong guy.
He was with...
I'm not Fleegs.
He was with somebody else who he was trying to be a big shot to and trying to sell something.
Okay, fair enough. That happens all the time.
Yeah, well, guess what, dude? I mean, if I embarrass you there, why would I want to buy with you?
So you did the right thing and
I did the right thing by shutting up, but it made me very upset because, first of all, I'm not Fliegelman.
Were you offended, Mike, that he called you Fliegelman or just the
livid.
Wrong...
He was livid.
That's why I bring it up, Dove, of course. What do you think? I remember. It would have been better if you were here last week. It would have been more fresh, but it did happen just a week ago.
Because here's the thing is, right?
Yeah.
There's certain people that, you know, to your face are very nice and kind and say all this stuff. And every time I see this person, he acts like I'm his buddy.
But this is not just an individual thing. This is
sorry.
Yeah.
Make it in general.
Yeah. You were called the wrong. Like, if somebody called me, hey, BT or Carden, I've gotten mad at times over the years. I'd be like, oh, well, it's Sal, actually. Caller's calling and be like, hey, BT, what's up? Like, it's Sal. Like,
oh, my God. And I see you got pissed.
What? But you have to correct them.
I can embarrass the caller. I can't embarrass that person in that spot.
I'm saying it's not embarrassing to be corrected.
That might be good for us in the future, sales-wise.
Was it worse because he said Fliegelman? Like, he's close.
No, ballpark. I love Fliegelman.
Fliegelman, Hoffman.
I love Fliegelman. So I'm not as upset that he called me. I'm happy he didn't call me somebody else.
Now, what happens the next time somebody calls you the wrong name? Fliegelman or whatever?
Well, it depends on the situation. Like, there was a host on our airwaves who could never pronounce my name properly.
Hoffman?
Yeah.
Okay. You don't have to name the host, but go ahead.
They used to call me Hoffman all the time.
Who?
And she would just always say Hoffman.
Did you say eventually it's spelled with an O, not a U?
No. I'm talking about a decade. A decade I let it go. And I still have
10 years?
Yes.
Who was it?
I can't tell her name.
Working at the Fan currently or the network?
I gave you all the hints I can give you.
All right. That does it for 3-yard cue. Thank you to Pete Hoffman,
of course,
for his contribution today with BT being out. All right, let's get back to the calls. 888-808-1019, the number to call. We're talking really everything. Mets, Yanks. We've done a little Jets and Giants as well. Hector is in Washington Heights. Hector?
What's up, Sal? How you doing?
Good, Heck. How are you?
Not sure. I know one thing. I need you to stop making these stupid bets that you make that are not going to put you in a Phillies jersey. So now, wasn't it bad enough you were in a Braves jersey, and you got that evidence going around. Now you're going to be in a Phillies jersey.
Yeah, Phillies uniform. I'll be in a Phillies uniform. By the way, I just
And not just a Phillies uniform, Chase Utley. Jeez, Sal.
He picked it, dude. I was going to get a full pallet of surf sides. I took one for the team. If the Mets won the division, and by the way, that's not my fault. That's their fault that they couldn't win that division. They couldn't even compete, let alone win it. We would have had a full case.
Go for the team. Actually, as an honorary member of the team, you offer me. Can I have one can of Surfside? Jeez.
Yeah, I got Surfside for you.
I got Pirates here. I got Pirates there. Yeah. Where's the Pirates?
We would have had the Mets won the division. They didn't. So now I'm running low on stock. And not only am I running low on stock, I got to dress up as Chase freaking Utley because that's what Clem from Surfside chose. So I'm not looking forward to it. What do you care? I'm the one who's got to dress up in a Phillies uniform.
Well, you think I don't hear about it too?
By the way,
I hear about it. Your buddy Sal.
Let me just say real quick, Hector, before you get to your point, there is breaking news as it pertains to the Jets. Aaron Glenn has ruled Justin Fields out for the Week 3 matchup with the Bucs. So much more on that in a few minutes. Go ahead, Hector.
Oh, boy. Yeah. Same old Jets, same old Giants, same old New York sports for the most part. Hopefully, one day we'll break through. Could this be the year that everything becomes meaningless, like you said a little while ago, and continuously for these leagues, the regular season doesn't matter. Maybe football still does matter because it's such a short season. But we know that NBA regular season pretty much doesn't matter. We're getting there with baseball, and it drives me crazy as a competitor, right? It's like what you were talking about earlier. You're upset about the Emmy because you're a competitor. You're where you are because you're a competitor. So, of course, it's going to bother you so much if you want to joke. But listen, I'm sorry you lost, but we the listeners are winners because that poop story and the whole thing, like, you're nuts.
That's a true story. I know. That's what I get for my birthday, duty bomb. I don't want that. I wanted the Emmy.
Incredible. But anyways, you brought something else up that I've been talking about on my blood doors and my spaces and all that stuff. And what's going on with Mendoza and the what we saw last year, we thought he had a feel for the game, and this year he's sticking to the script. And I've been asking people, why do we think that is? And the only thing I can think of, Sal, is when he's going by his gut. Maybe he was going by the gut early on in the season, and everybody's let him down. Pretty much every single pitcher. You got upset at me last time and hung up when I said, do we even trust Diaz? And then what happened Friday night? You ignored my test when I said, do we trust Diaz, right? So maybe it's so much these guys not coming through that he feels like, you know what? I got to stick to the script because then I don't have to answer some questions to the front office.
Right, but I don't like that. That's exactly right, Hector. If you stick to the script, then you don't have to answer the questions, whereas, well, why'd you do this? He could just sit back and say, and thank you for the call, Hector. We're up against the break here, but I appreciate your passion as always. Where if he could just say, well, I did what you were supposed to do. You guys wanted this. I did what I was supposed to do. It didn't work out. So I'm absolved. That I don't like. I'd rather him go against what he's supposed to do, whether it's going to be right or wrong. And he's managed too much by the numbers or by the script. Whereas last year, it was quite the opposite. And he had success to it. I think Mendy's been tight here. And back to your point, I not only ignored your text because it was Friday night and I don't want to be bothered with the aggravation or Saturday, whenever it was, that you're texting me about Diaz blowing the game. Because also, if you don't trust Diaz, like, who do you trust? Do I 100% trust Diaz? No, I don't trust Bednar. I don't trust anybody. Any closer, 100%. But Diaz is one of the best in the game. And if you can't trust him, then you've got major problems. All right, we'll come back, reset, down with the King topic of the day. While we continue with your calls on both the Mets and Yankees, obviously we're going to transition here to the news about the Jets and no Justin Fields. He's officially ruled out for Week 3. So we'll get to that on the other side, 888-808-1019.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle. Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule, and there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something.
From free expert design help to our 100% satisfaction guarantee, everything we do is made to fit your life and your windows. Because at Blinds.com, the only thing we treat better than windows is you. Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a professional measure at no cost. Rules and restrictions apply.
Why does every recipe I try need 18 ingredients, including a jar of something paste I'll never use again but will sit in my fridge for 9 months? I just want dinner in the oven, fast. That's why I love Blue Apron's new one-pan assemble and bake meals. They send you fresh ingredients that are already chopped. All you do is put it all together and bake. That's it. No chopping, no weird leftovers, just delicious, easy-to-make meals. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.